I wish I could give you a definition of UU, but I can't. That's because being Unitarian means so many different things to so many different people. And that's what I love about it. The utter freedom to believe whatever makes you happy is one of the most amazing gifts to be given, so long as your beliefs are harmful to yourself or to anyone else. My parents gave that gift to me, and I can never thank them enough. I also can't apologize enough for all the complaining I did, but did you guys want to go to church when you were 5? Probably not. I am forever grateful to my parents, but sometimes I wish I was part of a religion that told me what to believe. Really because it's so difficult to analyze yourself and your beliefs. Looking inside myself for answers I didn't even know I had has taught me to accept things as they are. It's taught me that not everything needs to be analyzed. For example, one of the most asked questions this year was, what happens to us after we die? My answer, why does it matter? Everyone dies. Why base your whole life around the possibility of an I've accepted that it happens, and I'm leaving it at that. But, however important it is to not stress over the inevitable, I believe it's equally important to take a stand and change something if it bothers you. Now, I'm not talking about death this time. There's not much you can do to change that. But there's so much you can do to change the way people think or to help someone in need. People always say, if you can dream something, you can make it a reality. And as corny as it sounds, for the most part, it's true. Like the definition I would have read to you, this speech barely scratches the surface of my beliefs. Sadly, I don't have time to talk about everything, so in summation, I believe it's important to relax and accept the unavoidable. I believe in striving wholeheartedly towards your goals, and I believe that each and every person should be free to do what